for that corpulent crowd that can't keep their claws off the custard and other comestible confectionaries. If what you've been shoving in your mouth end is showing up in your south end, give a listen. A Los Angeles food scientist says that help is on the way for the tubby tush that can't stop tucking the num-num in his tum-tum. Dr. George Brabe reports that food spurts are working on what he calls non-food items that taste exactly like real food, except they'll not be absorbed by the body. According to the doc, we might soon be able to wolf down large helpings of what tastes like our favorite groceries without putting on a single ounce. Brabe says a donut, for example, could be made by substituting just one ingredient that would not be absorbed by the body. He warns, however, that the whole non-food concept will have to pass stringent government tests before it ever reaches the public. Till then, fellow members of the Fat Frat, what you glut will show up in your butt when you strut. Well, it's a bun warmer weather-wise, and with the FM 103 Weather Center forecast, here's Dan Carlson.
And it's about time, Charlie, finally getting some sunshine that's going to be developing from the southwestern part of the state and spreading east today, with skies becoming partly sunny here in the Twin Cities later on this morning or early afternoon. Our high will be about 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies are forecast with a low of 64. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a 30% chance of shower or thunderstorm activity. The high will be near 82. Winds will be southwest at 8 to 18 miles an hour today, variable in direction at 5 to 10 tonight. Looking ahead to the weekend, partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, highs running from 77 to 83. Currently, we have a cloudy sky. The temperature is 66.
Okay, Dan, thank you. It's 601, your official Explore Minnesota station in Minneapolis, St. Paul, WCCO, FM 103. Good morning.
I've been walking these streets so long.
Good morning from FM 103, 607, The Morning Bunch here. I'm Johnny Canton, Tim Russell's here, Charlie Bush, and that song was by Rita Coolidge. That's featured in the new James Bond movie starring Roger Moore, Octopussy, and understand there's kind of a little controversy in Washington, D.C. about that, with President Ronnie Reagan doing some ostensible plugs for the movie.
Well, what they did is they took some Reagan sayings out of other stuff, pulled them out, and they used them in commercials for Bond, plugging Bond, and saying things like Reagan says in the sequence, well, as I see it, 007 is really a 10, you know, and things like that. And I guess the White House, a little myth, because they aren't saying whether they're in favor of Bond or not. They liked Octopussy.
This all started with John Kennedy, of course, was a big fan of Ian Fleming.
That's right.
And he plugged his books, and that's when it really took off.
Yeah.
We had the first Bond movie, but I guess Reagan really kind of admires 007 when you get right down to it, kind of uses him as a role model.
That's right. In fact, I always ask Nancy for a little geritol shaken, not stirred.
Tonight will be one of those nights you don't want to knock yourself out making dinner. So, you decide...
Hot dogs. I'll give them hot dogs.
But then, you start hearing the voices.
Hot dogs. I never served your father.
You must not touch your children. Shameful.
Oh, right, I'll make pot roast, mashed potatoes and gravy, steamed fresh asparagus, homemade bread, and pile them out for dessert.
Or you could serve John Morrell German brand wieners. A mouth-watering, meaty blend of pork and beef, subtly smoked in the old-world way for extra flavor, and coarse ground for extra meaty taste. So the next time you start hearing...
I wouldn't serve them.
Wouldn't catch
dogs.
Me.
You must not love them. Shameful. Just shameful.
Tell them it's John Morrell German brand wieners.
Oh! Well, that's different.
Why didn't you say
John Morrell German brand wieners. The taste that's winning over America, a family at a time.
You're right. The taste that's winning over America, a family at a time. John Morrell German wieners, available at country club markets. And a good morning to you at 6:09. Blue Jays of Toronto over the Twins last night, 4-2 of the Dome. They'll play the final of their three-game series this afternoon. And today at Wimbledon, Billie Jean King up against Andra Yeager. Martina Navratilova against Yvonne Vermaak in women's semifinals. FM 103 in the morning with 66 degrees, cloudy skies, high today 80.
Are you sure I...
FM 103 and a good morning. This is a Thursday, the last day of June, the 30th, 6:13. Our time, 66 degrees, cloudy skies in the cities. Tomorrow morning, we will be announcing the winner of the Hobie Cat Catamaran. Right here at FM 103 in the morning, we have a few more number combinations to announce. Hang on, another set of those coming up very, very soon.
We're not in love anymore.
FM 103 in the morning at 617. 66 and cloudy in the city's had an overnight low of 64. And yesterday's high only attained 68 degrees. Today, a little bit warmer, high up around 80. And the sunshine should come out, according to our FM 103 Weather Center. Let's hope so. Partly sunny is the forecast for today. And on the sports scene, we had some very successful Minnesotans out at the National Sports Festival in Colorado Springs. The Gophers women's crew won the gold medal in the pair without coxswain competition yesterday. Hockey players led the West team to a 5-3 victory over the East team, and represented on that team were two Gopher players. And let's see here, Minnesota guard Mark Wilson scored 20 points to lead the North over the West in basketball action out at the National Sports Festival.
Dom, da-dom, dom. Another sad story for the Minnesota Vikings and the Minnesota Twins. And they're screaming a little because Minneapolis has notified the owners of the Twins and the Vikings that they'll be asked to pay property taxes on facilities they use but don't own in the Hump Dome. The Vikes will be taxed about $190,000 next year. Well, they may have to cut back on the hors d'oeuvres a little bit. and that's, of course, for their private boxes and the lounge and other private facilities. And the Twins are going to be taxed about $35,000 for a locker room and administrative offices. Now, that's tougher on Calvin because, you know, he doesn't have that big bucks. He doesn't have a lot of that. But Calvin says he's going to challenge it in court. Mike Lynn says everybody's mad and they're in a snit.
You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates had a problem for years. By the way, on this day, the first fireproof baseball stadium in the world, Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, opened up. That was in 1909. And for years, the Pirates were the doormat of the National League. And, of course, by playing in a fireproof stadium, that's the reason it was impossible to light a fire under the Pirates. Calvin's got the same kind of problem.
Yeah, he does. Now, remember when he was screaming for the dome, and he says, hey, it's ruining baseball now.
But it is air-conditioned, isn't it?
Budget Power has colorful savings on Kohler plumbing fixtures during the big Colorama sale. Save 10 to 20% now on Kohler toilets in a variety of decorator colors and styles. Get up to 20% savings on Budget Power's big lineup of Kohler tubs and save over 20% on a wide selection of Kohler kitchen faucets. Prices start at just $19.88. Get the bold look of Kohler and save throughout the store during Budget Power's giant Colorama sale.
My music store really had the blues. I didn't know how many drums I had in stock. And I had 500 more clarinets than I could sell. Instead of ordering banjos, I ordered ukuleles. I don't even sell ukuleles. And don't ask me about my tubas. My inventory was a disaster. Now, I heard that IBM made small computers for small businesses like mine. So I bought a small IBM computer for my inventory, and now I know what to order, when to order, and how much to order. And these days, my music store is working in total harmony. But best of all, IBM sold so many different kinds of small computers that I told my brother to buy one for his business.
For more information, call IBM toll-free at 1-800-631-5582. That's 1-800-631-5582.
Good morning from FM 103 at 620. 66 and cloudy in the cities. High today 66 degrees. Or no, the high today about 80 degrees. We should have partly sunny skies by this afternoon. Coming up in a few seconds, Georgie Benson.
I'm George Latimer, Mayor of St. Paul, inviting you to Taste of Minnesota, a 4th of July celebration with free admission, food from Minnesota's favorite restaurants, live music, free fireworks, and more. Join us July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th on the State Capitol Mall.
Co-sponsored by FM 103. Latest song from George Benson. That's a good one, too. Inside Love. FM 103, Thursday morning, 625. 66 and cloudy in the cities.
You don't bring me flowers.
FM 103. And a good morning, Thursday, 628, 66 degrees in the city's cloudy skies. High today, 80.
Just one place, McDonald's.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court was busy yesterday. They upheld a Minnesota law allowing tax deductions for parochial school tuition. We'll have more details on that coming up a little bit later with Charlie on a news update.
And there's other court news as well. It isn't just the Supreme Court that's keeping people on their toes.
That's right. Justice marches on.
In Memphis, Tennessee, a man who calls himself Prince Mongo from the uncharted planet of Zambodia went before a judge in Memphis, Tennessee, garbed in golden goggles, fur loincloth, gas mask, beads, and carrying a skull under his arm, bare-chested and barefooted. And the judge didn't like that too much. You know what the judge hated worse, though?
What was that?
The judge, who is Judge William Williams, hated it when he came in and called him Bill Bill.
He said, "Mr. Hodges, I order you directly to put on regular clothes."
And the prince started to protest. He doth protest too much, and yeah. He was given 10 days maximum sentence for contempt of court. So the next time you have a little ticket for speeding or some other such misdemeanor, I would forego the golden goggles and the fur loincloth.
If you're not getting the kind of power you'd like from your car's battery, you need the new Cathinode technology battery. Cathinode gives you up to 40% more power than even a comparable size diehard. What makes Cathinode so powerful? It's the product of an entirely new technology, built with 396 high-efficiency plates compared to about 78 in a regular battery. So it cranks your starter faster than any ordinary battery for power when you need it. Most of all, Cathinode feels and sounds different because it is different. So you will feel confident that your car will start in any weather at any temperature. You'll like what the new Cathinode battery does for your car, not to mention what it'll do for you. Get a new feeling of power. Get the Cathinode battery.
Cathinode is available at S&M Tire Service Centers, Service Parts Company, and Scott's Auto Parts. Good morning, 6:30 at FM 103.
What's the matter with the...